History repeats. It is repeating right before our very eyes. Because people do not seem to understand history, they tend to repeat it over and again throughout the blood-splattered passageways of time, throughout the pain-stricken epochs and eras. Nations thrive, prosper, come to a peak, and then empires are born upon the ashes of freedom. The people become apathetic and hedonistic as moral decay precedes collapse, and this appears to happen throughout history as if on some kind of recurring loop that never seems to resolve due to humanity's inability to advance their consciousness on a collective level. We witness an absolute inversion of values and a completely morally relativistic mindset that has gripped whole societies and has twisted culture into a decadent display of mindlessness as tyranny tightens the noose around the necks of the historically ignorant. Complacency sets in as the divided herd devolves further into the morass of what their lives have become. What a total waste, and what a sad shame it is to watch America fall into this diseased filth pit. Thomas Jefferson once claimed, "When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil." Through a process of gradualism, the enemy has infiltrated Western culture through ideological subversion and has effectively demoralized entire nations. The idea was to invert the perceptions of reality and slowly chip away at the foundations of freedom while methodically encouraging moral relativism in society, and we can clearly witness the success of the globalist planners as their agenda comes to fruition and is now right out in the open. At this stage, to not see it is to be bound within perceptual illusions and complete denial. Everything that has any value is contorted. Everything is twisted, distorted, bastardized, and then sold back to you. Everything is warped into a decrepit form and then offered up for mass consumption. Fabian Marxist propaganda has set its hooks firmly within the minds of large numbers of people, even the young, and they aren't even aware of it. They have taken the divide and rule bait. They have embraced warped ideologies and have very little basic understanding of history or even what is occurring all around them. Powerful people have infiltrated American and Western culture with Marxist ideology, and we need to really begin to become aware of this and how it's been achieved. Psychology is used as a weapon, and the ruling oligarchs' agents that operate behind the thrones of power are absolute experts at manipulating human consciousness through propaganda, crowd psychology, language, symbolism, education, media, and various other methods and infiltration tactics. Yuri Bezmenov was a Soviet agent who worked for the KGB and defected to America in the 1970s. He came forward in the 80s, giving lectures and interviews concerning Soviet subversion of the American political system. He explains that the primary method of Marxist infiltration used by the KGB was not so much in espionage, but in psychological warfare. We can refer to these methods as perceptual sedition. It's a war waged upon the very consciousness. This is how the hidden elites operate. It's a cognitive battle, a perceptual game of psychological manipulation. Once your eyes are open, you can see it everywhere, and the truly amazing thing is that you will be thought of as a lunatic for simply seeing the obvious. This is how comprehensive the mind manipulation is. Masses of people will defend utter illusions, many times to the death. We can think of this as an attack on the moral ideals of a society. Bezmenov basically stated that demoralization is the goal to change the perception of reality to the point that people would be completely bewildered in the face of defending their country, community, and families. He also claimed that demoralized people are unable to distinguish true information from the fictional reality. Now, of course, just like anyone else who has ever tried to warn people, this man's words have fallen upon deaf ears. It's like some sort of quirk within human psychology that can't accept the painful truth if it upsets the perceptual comfort zone. One needs only to be barely conscious to see the demoralization that has taken hold in this country and around much of the Western world. It's as if some sort of collective denial has taken hold of the mass consciousness. You can believe all that you want to, that going out and voting will make any difference at all, that you will ever affect any sort of positive change by using the system itself to try and change anything. But ultimately, this whole voting thing is kind of like masturbation. In the end, you're only fucking yourself. You are at once an enemy if you dare to challenge the consensus perceptual reality. You're a threat. You're a fly in the ointment. Well, keep doing that. Make waves. Rock the boat. Be that disturbance. The world needs rebels. But unfortunately, far too many people are afraid to speak out. When you speak the truth, you tend to piss off a lot of people, and they do not like having their fragile little perceptual comfort zones challenged. The Fabian Society, which was founded in 1884, and its sister organization, the Milliner Group, were created to operate together to infiltrate societies with Marxism through a process of gradualism, to slowly chip away at the foundations of cultures and incrementally infiltrate them through divide and rule, demoralizing and setting the people at war with each other, destabilizing and causing the eventual destruction of entire nations. Rather than quick and violent revolution, which traditional Marxism advocates, Fabian Marxism takes a gradual, step-by-step approach. And in Europe and North America, we can plainly witness the results of their long-standing agenda coming to fruition. The solution lies in the individual's willingness to free their consciousness and deliberately withdraw their consent from all this lunacy, to stop complying with their own enslavement. First, one must acknowledge the situation as it is and shift their perspective accordingly. In this final hour, it's beginning to look as if it may be too late. I still maintain a shred of hope that when push comes to shove, humanity may finally get it right. But again, it comes down to the individual's willingness to be a part of the solution, to dismantle their cognitive fortresses once and for all and step into the light of their true being and potential. There is no other way. We can choose to stay within the mindset of moral relativism, but that will only bring us tyranny, with hedonism and decadence for all.